You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time to hear from the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez March.
The homeless, rough sleepers and beggars have often been a favourite shorthand for some for the decline of the centre city. For some, it's evidence of the state's increasing failure to provide support to people at vulnerable points in their lives. For others, the continued presence of rough sleepers being permitted is a sign of a lack of social rules. This week, the government seems to have firmly fallen in with the latter. They are set to implement legislation that would empower police to implement move-on orders, which, if issued, would require you to vacate public areas or face up to $2,000 in fines or 3 months in prison. The move has garnered huge criticism, with many pointing to the government's cutting of support for the unhoused across emergency housing and social support services. Another move that has flown a little under the radar has been the amalgamation of the Ministry for the Environment, Ministry for Transport, Ministry for Housing and Urban Development, and the local government functions of the Department of Internal Affairs into one single agency, with critics concerned about the government's record on climate change and environmental policy. For our weekly catch-up with the Green Party, I spoke with MP Ricardo Menendez March about the amalgamation of these key ministries into a mega ministry, but began by talking about the expansion of police powers with move-on orders. Okay, kia ora, Ricardo.
Morena, thanks for having me.
I want to start us off today by talking about the news of the expansion of police powers with move-on orders. This has created a lot of controversy. A lot of people have had opinions on this. I'd love to hear yours.
So, having worked at the front lines with homeless people before being an MP and helping them access their legal entitlements, but also having to see the realities that they experience, how they're more at risk of violence and the compounding harms, which leads them to act in a way none of us would ever think we could even do, I know that the move on orders will just cause more harm to a community that has been failed by successive governments, won't address any genuine issues in relationship to our homelessness crisis that we have in the country. And as we've even heard from police associations, it will take police resources away from actual serious issues that our government should be prioritizing, like the growing ongoing problem of, for example, family and sexual violence in our country.
For people that aren't aware of the story and this change in governance legislation, what will this meaningfully do?
Basically, it gives the police new tools to clear out areas where they may be seeing people begging, people who are homeless, and be deemed to be acting in ways that, you know, promote antisocial behavior. And this is the key part that I think is problematic, is that it immediately creates the conditions where, A, homeless people are seen as an inherent nuisance as opposed to some of our most vulnerable in our society that have been failed. And secondly, the fact that they could be faced with several thousand dollars worth of fines or even months in prison if they do not deemed to comply, criminalizes groups that literally have very few means of survival. I cannot see how a homeless person who may be experiencing ill mental health may find it distressing to engage with police and may face several thousand dollars worth of fines will be any better, and how our communities will be any better by putting homeless people in prison when they need support.
Is it at all clear where homeless people are meant to go if they've been given a move-on order?
Well, this is part of the problem, is that there is nowhere for them to go. The government has gutted access to emergency housing. They have gutted our public housing program. And the challenge that we have is that we haven't had a government that has set up the housing and social services in order for there to be a place for homeless people to go to should they be cleared. And the challenge that we have is that we're now treating homeless people as if though they would be criminals or a nuisance, when we should have a government that looks after our most vulnerable and creates genuine solutions for them, which is why the Greens are campaigning to restart the public housing bill to overhaul the emergency housing policy so that people can have access to emergency housing when they need it, and to ensure that homeless people are treated with respect and dignity, and that we can actually work as our Auckland Central and Wellington Central MPs have done, with small business organizations as well as social service providers on the ground to create the conditions for everybody to be well.
Now, there has been a few voices that have come out in support of this bill. They've been primarily, as far as I've seen, shop owners in certain parts of Auckland CBD. What would you say to them to maybe calm their fears?
We support genuine solutions to address homelessness. And that includes a commitment to build more public housing, to make sure that social service organizations are adequately resourced, and creating the conditions where homelessness is not a problem to begin with. What I am concerned about is that we are treating homeless people as if though they are the problem, as opposed to the government policies that created homelessness in the first place. And I know that there are also many small business owners across Auckland who are genuinely concerned about the reality that they are seeing a growing issue with more people being left in a vulnerable position. And I believe that we all want the same thing, warm, dry homes for people who are experiencing homelessness and genuine solutions as opposed to rhetoric and policies that will only cause more harm.
All right. It seems like this is a good time to move on to talking about our next topic, which is the amalgamation of several key ministries into a much larger ministry. One of them is the Ministry of the Environment. There are a few other very key ones. I would love to hear your thoughts on this initially.
Yeah, focusing on the Ministry of the Environment, basically it's getting amalgamated to a mega ministry and the ministry itself will disappear. The concern that we have is that time and time again, this government has not prioritized environmental outcomes. If anything, it has done the exact opposite, allowing huge fossil fuel companies and mining CEOs to basically override community input, to basically plunder our natural environment without the certainty of creating good, decent, sustainable jobs. We've also seen how the government has pushed through to lower the bar for the protection of native species and conservation land. And so it's hard to believe that the environment will be prioritized in a mega ministry and a government that has done anything but deprioritize the environment. And for all the talk of the government that, you know, the powers and functions of the ministry will remain the same within that mega ministry, what we know is that that does not equal to equal amount of resourcing and the ability to execute those powers and functions.
Right. So the concern for you here is the government's previous record and what that will mean, plus the idea that it's likely going to receive altogether less funding across all these ministries.
That is correct. And you don't have to believe me, right? You can just look at the government's environmental track record, which has been time and time again one that literally puts profit above people in the natural environment. And it's hard to believe a government undermining our environmental well-being, undermining the quality of our waterways, undermining the survival of species that are facing extinction, that they'll be looking after the environment under this new mega ministry. And this is why we think this is a waste of time and priorities, and the government should instead be looking at better protecting our natural environments rather than simply trying to find excuses and ways to cut costs that will only lead to worsening environmental protection.
So the ministries that are being cut are the Ministry for the Environment, the Ministry of Transport, Ministry of Housing and Urban Development, and the local government functions of the Department of Internal Affairs. Across these portfolios, there is a connected stream of thought, you know, and especially if we're trying to deal with climate change, it seems it could become an effective ministry to coordinate across these different ideas. Do you feel like that could be true under a different government, that under a different government, this could be a ministry that would be, you know, a high-powered one that could look at transport and the environment and together? Or do you feel like actually these are misplaced and should not be paired?
Across all government, we could always have better coordination of goals and more sharing of information so that better decisions are made. Because, I mean, you're correct in pointing out that, for example, decisions on infrastructure, transport infrastructure particularly, can massively affect our natural environment. But what we are seeing with this government is trying to use amalgamation as a pretense to cut resourcing and jobs. And when you look at the track record, I cannot simply see how this is anything else other than continuing to deprioritize the environment. That is, I think, a separate issue from how we can better ensure that across all ministries, not just the ones that are amalgamated, that there's better sharing of information and data so that good decisions can be made.
Would you ever want to receive this ministryship if it was still around and you were entering government?
Look, if the ministry is going to get amalgamated, I don't know if our priority will be to just split them up again. But our key goal as the Greens will be to ensure that we protect our natural environment, that we protect our oceans, that we have good wastewater infrastructure, and that we don't have that infrastructure being run by multinationals that put profit above people, that we actually create thousands of jobs and Jobs for Nature program that helps protect our natural environment, all the things the government isn't doing. And I think those need to be our priorities. But in the case of the amalgamation we're seeing right now, again, I have no hope that this will do anything good when the government is literally undermining our environment left, right, and center.
All right, Ricardo, thank you very, very much for talking to me this morning.
Thank you, Manuel. Appreciate it.
That was the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez-March on the expansion of police powers with move-on orders for rough sleepers despite cutting social support and the amalgamation of key ministries into a mega ministry.
That was the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez-March.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.